been raining nights.
Racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The Global folks, we are back live, taking your phone calls right now. Special guest in the studio coming up. Let's talk to the Duke in Indiana. You're on the air, Duke. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Hey, Alex. God bless you. Thanks for having me. So looking at this, now that we're well into this second Trump administration, I'm in my early 40s. I've run my own small businesses for about 15 years now. And looking at a 30,000-foot view at the man, Donald Trump, at this point, what's your thoughts on what I kind of see is that if you've ever read any of his books and the think big idea behind the art of the deal and those kind of things, his first administration allowing himself to be surrounded by neocons, I think one of the biggest mistakes of this second administration was the removal of Doge and the allowing of our U.S. government to continue to expand and grow. I know there was a caller, I think, yesterday on that said, you know, hey, listen, the U.S. GDP, 35% to 40% of it is you know, produced by the government. My thought is that when we continue to allow this federal government to grow, if we could figure out a way to vote some folks in that would shrink it down, the private sector could sure shore up that 35% to 40% that the U.S. government's producing for our GDP. But wanted to kind of see what your thoughts were looking at it as a business model.
I totally agree with you. I mean, this system is unsustainable. It's designed to be unsustainable. We have to reject the globalist managers, bring in good managers. Trump overall is doing a good job at that. Now he's been sidetracked with this war. It's a disaster.
Yeah, I wonder but what he's not sidetracked into this war. Being easier pushed by Israel just because he's hoping to continue to grow that sphere of influence in our government. But
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Rich in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome, Rich.
This call
hey,
is being
Alex,
recorded.
How are you? Honored to speak with you. I didn't think I would get through today. This is the first-time caller, so I was a little unprepared, but I got three questions for you. One is about Catherine Austin Fitz with her talk with Tucker. Another thing, Al, I think you really need to write a book like The Real Anthony Fauci and put all your facts together so we have that like as a blueprint. So we know what's really going on, all your data throughout the years about the CIA, 9/11. Because, what you know, if we get censored again in the next few years, we're not going to have this information. So I think it's vital now that the people like you who have all this knowledge, you know, write it down in a book form with the footnotes and stuff like that so we have that. You know?
No, I agree. I want to do kind of a magnum opus, but we also need everybody just to download the show, save the show, have it on your hard drive so you can share it. Because this information will just get more powerful into the future.
Yes, yes. If you have it in book form, that will be great. Two things, too. I think I know how we can take back or start trying to take back our freedoms again. But first, what did you think about Catherine Austin Fitz when she was talking to Tucker? This is what I'm kind of leaning towards. Where she was talking about Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark saying that there's seven countries that they got to take over because they got to take over their central banking systems. Because
yeah, everybody always talks about that. That's all true. That's in the PNAC document that isn't even secret from April of 2020.
And that's what I think they're really doing. I think
well, there's no think about it. That's the admitted policy, yeah.
Yeah, they want the surveillance state. I mean, I'm in Morris County, New Jersey, and I see them laying down the poles, not just cell towers, the poles through the highways every few miles that, again, are going to be part of the control grid. And I think that's what he's really doing by attacking Iran. I mean, at least that's what's one of the possibilities. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And also, I think, you know, the way we take back our country is we got to reverse engineer and do it town by town like they did with Sam
Adams. I agree. Absolutely. Act local, think global. Thank you so much. I think you've answered your own questions. I'm out of time. Chuck and Philip, you want to give us your number? We'll call you back tomorrow. Taking calls again. Got an amazing comedian, very controversial, Leonardo Joni, coming in to host on the other side of this break. Stay with us. And remember, we have the iodine back at thealexwarrior.com. It's amazing. T3, get it now.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies. Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Attaboy, JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. Don't listen to those motherfuckers.
I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. He's a loser.
You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Hi, goblins. CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, You can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this testosterone put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this. And this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesshow.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesshow.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesshow.com, and I thank you for your support.
All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I have taken over Alex Jones's body. This is a Revenge of the Body Snatchers, and we're going to talk. I'm going to totally go off the rails here because he's not here, so he can't stop me. Not that he ever does. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Leonardo Joni. You guys may know me as the most controversial female comedian in America. I've got a new shirt that I'm wearing, which is making a lot of people here in Austin upset. Can you guys see that? Or it's... There we go. It says, too hot to be a feminist. You can go to my website, leonardosfunny.com, and get that. But I have a mission to make women hot again because there's too many fatties running around forcing you to look at them. And I want women to be hot again because I think if they're hot again, they'll be able to get husbands and have children and then stop voting to let in a bunch of Somalians that they want a baby in place of the children they decided not to have. So that's my mission. And if you like making fatties uncomfortable, you should get a shirt and wear it around them. Let's go to some callers. I know there's some people waiting. We've got Philip from Delaware. Can we get Philip on the line?
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Philip. I know you probably were calling in when Alex was here, but...
Well, maybe he's listening to the show, and he'll hear my question.
Let's hear it.
And my praise of the products. I do got a plug for the products. The sea moss, I didn't get a whole lot of reaction from that, but the methylene blue and the nitric oxide, nitric boost, getting ready to order the iodine, so I'm hoping that that all comes through with no problems. My question was going to be what.
So you're saying
about.
The methylene blue worked for you?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
I
okay.
liked it. And it was a toss up between the capsules and the liquid. I ended up getting both. The capsules really are a lot easier. Because that blue, I tell you, once you get it on your fingers, it's hard to get off.
Okay.
But anyway, my thought was, if we need to get out of Iran,
all right.
I think a simple truck driver thinking way to get out of it would say, Mr. Trump, BB bombed the oil refineries, done tore that up. Nobody's going to be able to use them without a whole mess of repair. Whether it be Iran, if they get their act together, or us.
Well, Philip, I think I have an easier way to get out of Iran that will make everybody happy.
Go for it.
I think we should bomb Israel.
Well,
Right? We'll get out of Iran. Our politicians will stop being blackmailed. We can finally put Lindsey Graham in jail where he'll be happy because he can have all the gay sex he wants. And everybody's happy, right?
Well, this is true. Now, see, the thing is, a lot of people don't understand, you know, when we talk about Israel. As Christians, when we talk about Israel, we talk about the people of Israel.
Philip, it's so rare. Are you what would be classified as a boomer generation?
I don't know, but I'm a boomer. I boomed into this world.
I was gonna actually compliment you because it is so rare to find someone of the boomer generation who understands that when the Bible is talking about Israel, they're talking about the people of God, who are those who have accepted Christ, and not some nation state that was founded in 1948. So I want to salute you on that. Thank you.
Well, and the Jewish people are going to be in trouble come Judgment Day if they haven't done what the Bible says. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And I think not only them, but I think all these evangelicals who are pushing their will on God. I mean, this is like classic stuff out of the Bible where God's trying to lead people and the people are like, no, we want to do this. They're worshiping their own version of a golden calf. I don't know how anybody could be arrogant enough to say, I'm going to force God's timeline to happen when I want it to.
God's will be done.
You're right.
He's in control.
Yeah.
But I figured, you know, that way he could say he would save face with the American people. Hey, look, we weren't going to destroy the refineries or anything and hurt the general populace of Iran. That people still need to eat. They still need to work. They still need, money coming in. But without the oil, that cuts back on a lot of producing of finances. And he can say, hey, look, you, it's all on you now. You do what you're going to do, BB. We're not backing you. And I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I just looked at my watch. We're out of munitions. So you're going to have to build your own
bomb. Hook up Philip to Trump's camp so he can run this pull out of Iran. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Philip. It was good hearing from you. Appreciate you. Salute to Philip. See, guys, some boomers are base, dude. We can't keep blaming all the boomers for all problems, although a lot of them are a little bit, you know, out of it. So I do want to talk a little bit about this story about the Alexander brothers who were in the Epstein files. I don't know if you guys have been following this, if you want to pull this up, Daria, where these two is, well, there's three, actually. There's three Israeli brothers. He's not pictured here, who were in the Epstein files by first name, but the DOJ redacted their last name in the FBI email contained in, and then there you can see it on, we'll go through that story. So it's three of them, Oren, Allen, and Ty Alexander, have been found guilty on all counts of sex trafficking. Now, if you remember when the Epstein files came out, they said there was no proof of any sex trafficking. There was no proof of guilt. So all the allegations are just hearsay. And then we have these three brothers who have been convicted of drugging, trafficking, and raping women who were named in the Epstein files. And they actually, from what I remember reading, took them to the Epstein mansion. Now, this is unusual that they're actually locked up and haven't been extradited to Israel where they can roam free with all the other sex pests. But apparently our government is actually holding a couple of Israelis accountable. And if you found that, if you were following the thing about the number of Israeli agents that were caught on our soil, either spying on America or conducting, basically like trying to have sex with children and then were sent back to Israel, you should be shocked by this. That we are actually holding somebody accountable. So if you guys want to call in about this, by the way, the number is 1-877-789-ALEX. So that's 2539. 877-789-2539. We'll be talking about this. Let's see. We've got Troy from Ohio. Yeah, Troy.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Troy?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, one of the things that I've been listening to Alex's show today, and I hope he is listening, because I want him to preach this from here on out about the ground war that they're promoting. Iran's never been invaded, ever, because of their mountains on the south side and the west side.
Yes.
The only way we can do any type of landing is from the Med. And that would be a Normandy 2.0. I don't think he really needs to really push this out to his listeners. It would just be a bad thing. We cannot airlift tanks. It just won't happen.
Yeah, well, I think that the parties involved don't really care about how many American lives they're going to lose. I mean, we had Trump just going out and saying, some of you may die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. And it's like, to me, it's no different than listening to Netanyahu get up and tell us, like, how we have to go die for his war.
Well, between him and Lindsey Graham and Nuland with their Ukraine in 2014... Everyone needs to open up their damn eyes. And whether Trump, if he is somewhere, got a backstory with that, I don't know. But with what he's got going on, it does look like he's being set up. But really, is he? We don't know.
We don't know. That's right.
And I'm just.
I got an idea. I got something that will work out for everyone. How about all those H-1Bs that they've let in? And all the illegals that they want to make citizens, why don't you sign them up for your little war? Why don't you go ahead? I mean, they want to be American, right? Maybe they need to go fight for our greatest ally, and the ones that survive can get a citizenship. How about we do it that way instead of importing them in to take all jobs from actual American citizens who are fully capable of doing them?
Yeah, look, hindsight is 2020. Maybe that's why they're talking draft.
They're talking draft because they're not getting enough, let's just say it, white Americans.
You just answered your own question.
Right? They're not getting enough white Americans.
Right there.
And they don't want to, they know they can't really, like, Indians are more of a liability than an asset in anything. So they're not going to send them. But this is where people need to become conscientious objectors. And there are legal ways to avoid dying for the satanic nation state of Israel. Yeah.
Well, hey, nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully Alex is listening.
Hey, thanks for calling in. All right. Let's go to, can we go to Kenny from Pennsylvania down at the bottom? There we go.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Kenny.
Yeah, I got a lot of concerns with this war. Like, what exactly is our objective here? They're giving us so many mixed messages. Like, the only thing we could do now is just keep wasting $1 billion a day as oil keeps going up. I mean, Iran's only in this to drive the oil up now, which they could do with these, you know?
Yeah. What do you think, Kenny? What do you think the reason is that we're there? What do you think our objective is being there?
I mean, it's easy to say it's the Greater Israel Project. I mean,
maybe.
Because there's really no other logical explanation for it. I mean, like, Trump is surrounded by neocons now. He's no longer America first. I mean, I don't know. We got their leader. I mean, we could easily just pull out now and say, you know what? We did what we had to do. Blew up their Navy, their Air Force. I mean, what else are we going to do? I don't want to be over there spending all our tax dollars on a pointless foreign war again.
Right, or just killing innocent women and children.
Yeah, killing 100 and some innocent girls. It's like, come on.
It puts a target on every American's back because people are looking at it and going, oh, look at how evil America is, right? Look at how evil these Americans are.
People inside of Iran that maybe liked us at one point, but now they don't. They just watched, you know what I mean? We're friggin' a bunch of squirrels get blown up. I mean, I don't know about you, that would piss me off.
Yeah, absolutely. Beyond pissed off, you know?
So, see, this Israel, they're in now. They're not. So, I don't know. We got to just cut ties with them, you know? We're cool with them still, but we're not I don't know. I mean, unless Trump wants to give 26 elections and the 28 elections to the Democrats, because as of right now, that's the only option is the course correct. Put the Democrats in, they'll impeach Trump and all that, because unless Trump gets us out of there quick, you know.
Here's the thing, they're not going to impeach Trump because it's a uniparty. And all of it is a show, right? It's a show to keep us fighting with each other. Oh, we hate him, we hate him. Now Hillary Clinton said she likes Trump. Van Jones is supporting the war in Iran. Isn't this curious? These Democrats who hate Trump, who foam at the mouth, all of a sudden are okay with him when we invade or start bombing Iran. So this is where you're like, okay, they're not going. The whole thing's an act, and it's a show. And short of like total, you know, I do think that here's one of the things that I think is helpful so that we don't get blackpilled and feel like there's nothing we can do, is people really should be looking at their local elections, because look, we're not going to get the president right now. You know, they just have way too much power. And the Democrats are a lost cause. They're totally anti-white. They want to see the complete erasure of Europeans in every which way, form, and possible. And so your only hope is really the GOP through infiltration. And so you got to get our people in there. You don't got to come out swinging anti. You just got to be, you know, GOP. Don't take any money from AIPAC, because once you take money from them, they own your soul. And start running in these local elections. I mean, there was a woman in a hijab who recently won some local election, because the nomination for a Republican candidate, because she ran unopposed. These are the things we have to get interested in instead of giving up the reins and saying someone else is going to handle it, because the someone else doesn't have your best interests at heart.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to save us now. We got to do it from community to community, like you said.
Yep, that's exactly right. Hey, thanks for calling, Kenny. Let's just take one last call from Mike from Alaska. Let's make it quick, Mike.
Hello, thank you. What's your name?
Leonardo.
Oh, hi, Leonardo.
Hi, Mike.
I remember you.
How's it there out in Alaska?
Well, to be honest with you, I went on vacation because it's still 40 below, 45 below. I'm going to see my family down in Montana is where I'm at right now. And then I'm heading out to China Lake, the Mojave Desert, to prospect on our mining claims and mine there, do some mining there so I can keep helping out Alex with my being a VIP, Leonardo.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Well, we appreciate your support.
Oh, yes. I don't want to waste your time. Because our time is so precious right now in the state that we're in. And I have an open letter to our dear president. But I did want to, I have an idea if I could share it with you and Alex. I shared this with
let's go quickly, because we have about a minute before break, so I want to make sure that people hear your idea.
Okay, one idea. Well, my idea on a t-shirt is to have a globe, a beautiful blue globe with only the United States on there, and then on top I want to see Alex Jones' name, and then globalist with only the United States there out in the water, or put underneath one world government and only the continent of the 48 states, and then, you know, InfoWars on top. I like to see it in black, long sleeve. I'm going to try to make it myself. But anyway, here's my open letter. I'll get right to it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dear President Trump, I will not vote for you again or vote, period, until, number one, there are zero electronic voting machines in all of America, 100%. Including voting pod.
Mike, I'm sorry, we're about to go to commercial break, but I like the start of your letter. I think we should be doing more of this. Thank you, Mike. We're going to commercial break. We come back, I'll be taking some more calls and talking to you guys. So stay tuned. We got another half hour to go of fun times.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultramethylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to go into some controversial whites-only dating site that, of course, is making the globalists freak out. But before we do that, I just want to make a pitch for a couple of new supplements that Alex is launching. We've got the iodine launch on the alexjonesstore.com. It's 50% off for VIPs, 25% off for everyone else. And the America 250 t-shirt, it's a limited edition and limited stock. It's only $14.99. So that's 60% off. And the deal ends tomorrow, folks, Friday the 13th, which hasn't happened since COVID. So watch out. And there's a March mega sale up to 40% off all of the supplements. So go check that out, folks. All right, let's go into this controversial situation that's happening here. White people, tired of being erased, tired of being told that they have to date outside their race if they want to be good whites, have decided to form their own dating site, Whites Only. And by the way, guys, there's a whole Muslim dating site called Minder, where it's just for Muslims to meet other Muslims. No one cares. There's a Jewish dating site called JDate, where it's just for Jewish people to meet other Jews so they can only date Jews. No one cares. But white people, oh, there's a black dating site where black people can just meet other black people. No one cares. But when white people go, hey, I'd like to meet someone who's of my same race, all of a sudden, they're Nazis, which makes you wonder, you know, I thought the problem with the Nazis was the mass genocide. So are you telling me the problem with the Nazis is that they don't want to date outside their race and that will make somebody a Nazi? Because then we have a lot of black Nazis. We got a lot of Jewish Nazis. We got a lot of Muslim Nazis. We got a lot of Latino Nazis. Oh, no, but it only matters when it's white people. Let's check out this video.
This is a white supremacist dating site nicknamed Tinder for Nazis. We analyzed membership data leaked by an anonymous hacker and found more than 500 Canadians, including profiles belonging to members of the Canadian military. Should we be concerned?
They are getting access to training, weapons, secure intelligence.
Okay, so WhiteDate has been around since 2017, and its terms of service says people with non-white genetics aren't allowed on the site. This isn't just about dating preferences. WhiteDate is based around the idea that white people need to preserve a pure bloodline.
All right, let's stop.
People are dying.
Okay, so if we look at that guy, the guy who was just on, obviously he doesn't have any genetics that he wants to preserve because he can't even develop a fully developed chin. Okay, so he's angry when his other white people actually do have good genetics and are not like him, who are running towards any woman that'll have him. It doesn't matter what race or background she's from. Now, did you guys see how in the beginning it's Tinder for Nazis? They make it sound like the white dating site said that about themselves. They make it so dark. And, ooh, we had to have a guy in a mask research it because everybody knows these white Nazis. They're so dangerous. And look at all the things they say. And then they show you the dating. They show you the military people, right? Because they want to psyop you into thinking they're launching some kind of medical, some kind of military operation where they're going to do the same thing the Nazis did. White date exposed. And then they show us the nicest thing you could see, which is a white family walking on the beach. Oh, look at that. A couple of white people who want to have a white family are Nazis. Do you understand the point of what they're trying to drill into your head? Now, this was founded in Canada in 2017. Why would Canadians feel the need to make a dating site for white people only? Could it be because Canada has been completely invaded by the third world Indians, Sikhs, and Pakistanis who launch their tribal wars now in Canada, and that you can't walk around Toronto without the smell of curry affronting your senses, and therefore they're having a hard time finding people who look like them and share their culture with whom they can continue on the legacy of their people? Oh, maybe that's it. And I happen to know for a fact that Indians don't want their children marrying outside the Indian race. In fact, they're even more racist because they're like, not only do they want them to marry another Indian, they want them to marry another Indian of the same caste. Which for white people is confusing because we look at like all of you and are like, just get out. We don't really care what caste you're from. Pakistanis want their Pakistani children to marry other Pakistanis. They literally will reject their children if they marry outside that race. No problem. It's only a problem for white people because we are being assaulted. And when you're not, these people aren't even doing anything. They're not even saying, like, get the Indians out. They're just saying, hey, this is what I want. And then they want to tell you, this isn't just about dating preferences, right? Because you should be allowed to have dating preferences. So it would sound totalitarian and completely anarcho-tyranny to have them say you're not allowed to have dating preferences. Doesn't that sound like a tyrannical government that tells you who you have to love and mate with? So they don't want to. No, this isn't about dating preferences. This is about racism, which we've spent the last 70 to 80 years drilling into your brain as the worst sin white people could do. And honestly, I kind of feel like this guy's parents should have maybe race mixed so that we don't have to claim this guy. Because if you're like one of these people, if you're still on this side where you're apologizing for your whiteness and then you're attacking your fellow whites who want to keep their legacy alive, you are worse than the enemy. You are a traitor and you're disgusting because you're weak and pathetic. And this is always what we see. Look at this guy, huh? Right? Can't even stop eating enough so that we could see his facial structure. He's very upset. He really enjoys curry. He doesn't understand why people have a problem with the smell, okay? But he wants to make sure that other white people do not succeed because he's already lost the genetic lottery. Well, too bad, fatty. White people are going to keep dating other white people and having white kids, and the time is coming where they're not going to take this kind of abuse. So, yeah, let's go to a caller. We got any callers on this topic specifically? I'm not sure if we do. Is that Steve from Nevada?
This is Brogan.
All right, Steve. Steve, what do you think about this whites-only dating site and their reaction to this?
Well, I mean, I'm standing in my kitchen here on belly laughing. It's just a complete farce.
Hold on. Can you say that again, Steve?
I said I'm standing in my kitchen almost belly laughing because this is like a complete farce. So it's almost like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Right.
So white people can't date white people. Look, the whole thing with integration, I have no problem. Love who you want. All right. The thing is, this has been shoved down people's throats that whites got to sit in the back of the bus now for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not a bigot. I'm none of the above. And I just don't understand why. We can't have a seat at the table now.
Well, that's why, equally. Steve, if you won't accept the complete erasure and destruction of your race, then you are a racist anti-Semite, and there's nothing you can say.
Well, I'm Italian and Irish, okay? I'm Sicilian and Irish, so
Yeah, they used to see the Sicilians and the Italians as non-whites, but you know, white people's stock is down, so they're letting us all in now, even the Albanians. Shout out to the Albanians who are finally white.
Yeah, there you go. Albania, that's that big Dua Lipa. Albania, woo! Viva Albania!
That's our claim to fame, Dua Lipa.
It's our claim to fame. Oh,
I happen to like our claim to fame being George Castriati, also known as Skender Bey, who defeated the Ottoman Empire and kept them out of Europe for 25 years and gave Europe enough time to regroup, because without him, the rest of Europe would all be Muslim. And we did that with 1/10 the size of the army of the Ottoman Empire.
Exactly.
So shout out to my hero.
Hey, I got one thing to say about this whole Iran-Israeli thing. Okay, now, like I said, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not a bigot. I'm just sort of a regular guy.
You don't got to say that here, Steve. We accept you no matter what. This isn't the globalist.
No. The bottom line is it's okay. How about this? Now, this might sound a little bit hard, but okay, Donald Trump, he is an asset of Israel. Because of the way he got out of debt with his banks. I'm from New Jersey, okay? I grew up around that whole Donald Trump story on every one of his bankruptcies, how he destroyed Atlantic City, which wasn't doing good to begin with, and screwed over all the unions. Now, keep in mind, people tell me, this is our lesser of two evils, okay? I'm sick of the lesser of two evils.
Same.
Right?
Same. How about we just don't have evil?
How about we just get rid of the Israeli lobby? How about this one? JFK got killed because JFK did not want Israel to have a nuclear weapon. That is a fact.
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you fact number two. They never signed a non-proliferation agreement to let their nuclear facilities get inspected. Okay.
Correct.
Why is that even existing? Whether you like Barack Obama or not, which I think he was a turd, but the, what I'm saying there is that the how come Iran agreed to let us go into their facilities? Okay. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. That's what the deal was. Now, how come Israel will not only not let you into their facilities, but they have this thing called the sanction option that they wrote in, whereas it's like a mafia move, where if you're not accepting to do their wars,
yep,
then they're going to say, well, we're boycotting the world. We're going to bomb you. We're going to bomb you.
They say they're going to nuke the whole world and destroy the world. If they don't survive,
exactly,
the whole world's going with them.
This is in their, look, this is all in their Jewish prophecies, the Talmud, not the Torah, the Talmud. And if you believe, anybody that believes in this Mashiach, okay, all right, if you're a Christian, how can you even agree with their theology? What are Judeo values? Where did that get written in? The Jews killed Jesus, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, don't we have a conflict of interest there? You can believe whatever you want. If you want to sit at your kitchen table and look at a tape measure and worship that, that's great. I could care less. You're not hurting anybody. The bottom line is the Jewish prophecy thing is being pushed to where Israel wants control for all the way from Egypt across. They've been bombing 7-8 countries for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, Big Donnie in the White House with all those little MAGA swallowers, they don't seem to wake up here and get what's going on. If people want to know what's going on, go to TheRealAmericanPatriots.com.
TheRealAmericanPatriots.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Isn't that a nice name? How about Real Patriots, where you put freedom first? Because if you don't have freedom, what do you have? Nothing.
That's correct.
First Amendment. Freedom.
Freedom.
Family. Then whatever kind of faith you want to worship. But if it doesn't go in that order, we're going to be standing in a concentration camp all over the world.
You're 100% correct, Steve. It's nice to speak to a caller who is this informed. Thank you for calling in. Hey, let's go to Baker from California. Baker, you're in California. You are in Little Mexico, surrounded. Surrounded by the non-whites. What do you think about this white dating site that they're calling a bunch of Nazis?
Dude, I'm going to put on Romper Stomper right now. No, I'm kidding. No, listen, it's the thing about California is all the blacks and the Hispanics, they all hate each other. The Asians hate everybody. So this, like, mecca of multiculturalism, it's all a lie because they're all racist.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. Listen, I grew up in the Bronx. You want the Bronx is like the epicenter of multiculturalism, and it's like tribal warfare down there, where every ethnic group, you know, bands together and is like literally at war with each other all the time.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like, you know, the biggest, you know, the thing is like, if you're like a white stoner kid, though, actually everyone likes you. That's the funny thing about it, is that like everyone, they all hate the white liberals. But if you're just like a white kid who smokes a lot of weed, nobody cares.
Well, because you're not a threat.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. So I think people have been talking about the Iran thing a lot. I just want people to look something up on the Epstein thing, if that's cool. Like
to look up what'd you say?
Well, okay. I think what's happening is we're kind of losing track of the Epstein thing.
Yes.
The mainstream media is kind of...
I don't know if you've seen this, but Max Blumenthal coined it because Trump was like, Operation Epic Fury. And Max Blumenthal coined it Operation Epstein Fury. And that was trending and it was worrying Trump. And then the soldiers were saying, remember who you're doing this for. And they were like saying Epstein and holding up pictures of Epstein. And they were making. So, yeah, people are remembering. But the mainstream media is trying to move away from that.
Well, don't you think it's weird how we went from the Epstein thing came out and then we went to that that Guffrey lady and
Virginia
then
Guffrey. Yep.
That,
yep.
Yeah, and then when that story started to fade out, we went into the war. And
anything except to arrest the pedophiles in our government. That's right.
And look, this is some basic research. I typed in the word torture. On the first page, on the second link, data set 10, you have a message between Jeffrey Epstein and this guy named Tancredi Marchiolo. Okay, Jancredi Marchiolo, Marchiolo. He's an Italian hedge fund guy who runs a fashion thing. He's asking Epstein, do you want me to try to do her, or just torture her?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I cross-reference that guy's name, and they're flying to Paris, which he had an 18-room apartment, and hanging out with the Prince of Bayron, and they're running all these model agency parties. So we need to, like, get into the whole modeling agency underage girl network, because once they get you with the 14-year-old, then you're doing 12-year-olds, then you're strangling 10-year-olds.
Yep.
So we
you're
need
right.
to keep going on that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's obvious. It's right in front of us. It's I mean, this is a death cult. It's crazy, dude. I mean,
it's completely a death cult. We're dealing with a 6,000-year-old desert death cult that thinks that they are destined to rule the world and enslave or kill the remaining of humanity. I mean, that's insanity. Then we've got people like Pete Hegseth talking about how he wants to bring about the Battle of Armageddon because he thinks it'll bring Jesus back. It's like, that's not somebody to me who loves Christ. A love of Christ means a submission to him, to his will. Not, I'm demanding that you come back. And also, I really want to shed a lot of blood because I'm a dry drunk and I don't know what to do with my rage now. Let me go slaughter some Browns.
Yeah, he needs to smoke a bowl. That's what he needs to do. Chill out.
Yeah, send him some weed, Baker. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Baker. We appreciate you. Thanks for your insights. Yeah, what Baker was saying here about the Epstein files, I mean, nobody's forgetting about this. We want to make sure we keep the pressure up, especially now that these Alexander brothers were found guilty of sex trafficking. And we know that they were connected to the Kushner family, as in Jared Kushner, through their shared social and residential circles, including living in exclusive Miami enclave of Bal Harbour, where the Kushners also have a home. And the Alexander brothers and the Kushner family attended the 2020 White House Hanukkah celebration, further indicating their social ties. Okay, so here's the deal, right? People, we don't care what your background is. We don't care if you're white. We don't care if you're Muslim. We don't care if you're Jewish. We don't care if you're Pakistani. If you are raping kids, trafficking women, committing sex crimes, that's what matters. This whole thing where you get to hide behind your identity as a shield so that you can continue doing evil is over. And you were only able to do this because you guilted white people for 80 years because of World War II, even though the Americans saved your ass, and used that as a shield so that anything you did, you could cry victim. Well, that is over. Speaking of being over, fat girl season is over. Fat girls, you've had enough to eat and attention. And we're tired of seeing your fat asses on Instagram. So I've launched a t-shirt for all my hot ladies. Says, too hot to be a feminist. Here we go. Okay. By the way, fellas, you guys can also get these shirts. I've had a lot of fellas wear these shirts because it kind of lets women know what you're into. And you're not into these purple-haired wildebeests who want to lay around the beach like there's been an oil spill. So if you want that shirt, just go to my website, LeonardoIsFunny.com. Let's go to one last caller, Mark from Texas.
Wallow, who are you again?
Oh, thanks, Mark. I'm Leonardo Joni. I am a comedian.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you said 6,000 years. 6,000 years what?
It's a 6,000-year-old death cult.
Ah, that's about the age of the heavens and the earth. You ever take the black light test?
The black light test. No, what is the black light test?
Grab yourself a black piece of paper.
Okay.
Grab yourself a white piece of paper.
Okay.
Put your white arm over that white piece of paper. Go find the closest black friend, quote unquote, and tell me what color they arm is.
Okay. I'm not sure if I
understand. So race is a load of horse manure. Read a book by Nathaniel Jensen called They Had Names. It'll pretty much talk about the 6,000-year history of this planet and where we're going. And if you want to find out where that is, read the Revelation.
They had
Jesus
names.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, they had names. Nathaniel Jensen.
I'll check that out. Okay. Can all races? Everybody knows what sex is. So it's not true. If you want to argue about, but the idea that God made distinct groups of people, that's not a lot of horseshit. Idea that it's a lot of horseshit is an invention of the Marxists in order to deracinate people so they have absolutely no tribal connections and feel totally alone in the world so they can't oppose their global hegemonic regime. I've gotten a lot. That's a lot of words to get out over here. All right, let's take one last caller, Sean from Georgia. Yeah, Sean, you're on the air.
All right. Well, one, I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Super funny. That was really cool. I want to say that when Trump was elected, I thought to myself, what would I want him to do as a president? I thought to myself that the most imminent threat definitely would be war with Russia, China, and Iran. And I thought to myself, what would be some big moves that I would want him to see? That might actually be really hard to do, but something that I wanted to see done is really cleaning up our hemisphere. I like the fact that we've gone into Venezuela, where we're moving on Mexico and all these places that we're trying to clean up our own backyard, where China, Russia, and Iran have really infiltrated. You know, they've infiltrated our own country, bringing in millions of illegals. And a lot of them, even from different militaries of different countries.
Well, that's our own people who are doing that. That's our own government who are bringing in these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Our own government that are definitely corrupt, definitely paid off. You know, we have some glimmers of hope, some good people, patriots that are in the mix. But yes, they're absolutely corrupt. They're wicked.
Yeah, shout out Thomas Massie holding down the fort, you know, not giving up. That's the reason we even have the Epstein files. You know, yeah. So we do have some. I mean, shout out to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know she, you know, pulled back. It's hard. I'm sure they threatened her or something happened.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And there's definitely just a list of good people that are really good hearted patriots. Alex Jones himself, you know,
Yep. You,
me, just people that are real people and want the best for country. I'm not very.
Oh, did he cut out?
I can't say I'm not very.
Okay.
Oh, I cut out?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. What did you say, Jeff? Go ahead, Sean.
So I think the reason why Trump's moving on Iran is the fact that they were in a vulnerable position, them being that third leg of a very strong three-legged stool, Iran, China, and Russia. With them being in a compromised position, I think that's why he moved on what he moved. I don't personally like the fact that, you know, what's happened has happened because I had a bad feeling about it. And
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off because we're about to go to break, but I agree with you. Thank you for calling in, Sean. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. Make sure to go to my website, leonardoisfunny.com. Get yourselves a Too Hot to Be a Feminist t-shirt. I don't know which way I'm going. And check out my tour schedule. Thank you, everybody.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandersword.com is T3. It's X2 back even better. At thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, We have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theobsessionstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.